Christianity is not a behavior modification program. God is really, really interested in our hearts.
Yeah.
He is less interested in our behaviors, which it can be hard for people to wrap their heads around or even be okay with, especially if you were raised in a more legalistic understanding of the scripture of how, what I do, how I perform is the most important thing. How am I behaving? What am I doing? And God really doesn't care as much about that. He's more interested in where's your heart? Welcome to Believe and Become, Spirit-led breakthrough for transformation that lasts.
We're Josh and Karina Grieger, authors, speakers, and freedom coaches who help Christians like you break free from anxiety, burnout, and spiritual frustration by renewing your mind and walking in truth.
If you're hungry for real, lasting change and ready to grow in identity, peace, and purpose, you're in the right place.
Let's believe what God says and become who He created us to be.
Today, we want to talk about real transformation. What does that look like? How do you do it?
Good questions.
Those are great questions. I know for me, I've tried really hard to change for a very long time. And sometimes I would be successful for a while, sometimes for a long time, sometimes not at all. But it was really, really hard. I took a lot of effort to change on my own, just through kind of willpower. I know that that's very common. Everybody's tried to be different. You know, something that you recognize, that's probably not serving me well. I need to change. And through willpower, you might be able to transform, might be able to change yourself for a little while. And some people really who are strong-willed are able to do it for a long time. But friend, I just want to let you know there's an easier way. And one of our favorite verses is Romans 12:2, which says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yeah.
And God has a better way. We all know God has a better way for us in so many things.
Yeah.
His way is the best way. And so that verse is just really exciting to me because it gives you the secret. The key to true lasting transformation is through changing the way that you think and changing the way that you believe.
Absolutely. Well, I think the way that we think is a reflection of what we believe. The way that we feel is a reflection of what we believe. So when it comes down to it, if you're renewing your mind, you're changing your thoughts, you're going to change your beliefs. And so I think this is such a key verse for learning to partner with the Lord in transformation of our lives. And I think that we don't always recognize the areas that need change. And I think some people even just kind of don't think they need to change. They're like, I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's okay. We're good. But in reality, sanctification is a process of becoming more like Jesus. So unless you look like Jesus, there's probably something that needs to change. So we'll just, you know, put that out there. We've all got something that needs to change. Because as Beth Moore says, when I'm exactly like him, when I'm perfected, he's going to take me home. That'll be the day I die. So yeah, we've all had those struggles. Actually, a couple years ago, I had a conversation with a friend where I didn't even realize some of the ways that I had worked to change myself and had been doing it for a while. And like you said, some people are really like, you can just, you know, grit your teeth and bear it and keep doing the right thing, even though it's not how you feel or whatever. But we were talking about how much stress that I carried and how difficult I felt like life was. And she was like, well, what if you stop trying? Like, what if you stop trying to do all of those things that you try so hard to do all the time, you know? And it's not super Christian things either. It's just like not screaming at my children or, you know, being kind when I want to be not kind and, you know, things that made my life easier, but really were difficult because I was struggling. It wasn't changed on the inside. I had changed myself on the outside. And so even if that change appears to last, it's still causing conflict because it's not in alignment with who you really are. And so she was like, the fruit of the Spirit is all of those things. And you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So what if you just let him take over and you stop carrying the burden? And it was such a huge relief to me to just let it go and to recognize that I can say the wrong thing and then he can correct me. And then the next time I can move forward with freedom and not having to bite my tongue, but recognizing that he's pruned that area for me. And so that was really transformational for me.
Which
board? Striving will not lead you to transformation.
Yeah, that's so good. We have both throughout our lives, you know, tried to transform ourselves, tried to change. I think that we all have areas that we wish were different, or where we were better, or we thought more like Jesus, or we didn't react. You know, we could respond in love instead of reacting out of, you know,
knee jerk
reaction. Yeah. But the thing about, you know, striving, trying harder is not necessarily going to lead you to transformation.
Yeah.
It's really about yielding to God's process and allowing the Holy Spirit to move inside of you and to bring up little things. Oh, let's work on that. You know, throughout my life, he's just so gracious to bring up the next thing. And yeah. Sometimes, he brings it up over and over again. And you go, oh, I thought we dealt with that. You know, I felt like I overcame that situation. It's like, well, there's another rough edge I want to sand off, you know, yeah. Or sometimes it's, it feels like you're doing laps in the wilderness. Mm. But sometimes God will bring something back up for you to just be really triumphant. It's like, oh yeah, I really have changed in this area. I've allowed the Holy Spirit to move in me, and I really do have victory in this area. Well, I've talked to so many people that get discouraged when they're dealing with the same issue again, and they said, oh, I took care of it. But really, it's just sometimes God wants you to know how far you've come.
Yeah.
And sometimes you need a little bit of a test to go, yep, oh, I'm victorious. Mm-hmm. But it really is about just allowing him to work in you, and it just takes the pressure off. That is the best thing, is that it's like, I'm going to follow what the Holy Spirit is asking me to do. I'm going to follow what God's doing in my life. I don't have to maybe worry about all the things. Sometimes it's overwhelming to think about, oh my gosh, I see all the things that are wrong with me. It feels impossible. Just allow God to bring one thing at a time. He has such a good process. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I've noticed in my life, is it's just, he's faithful to lead you to the next thing that you're ready to take care of, and just allow him to do that. We both have experienced that. We were both raised in church, trying to be good enough and trying to be disciplined, do all the right things, follow all the rules. And that really just led me to discouragement, feeling like it's impossible. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you give up. You say, I guess that's just the way I am.
Yeah.
That's never going to change.
For me, it led to hiding, right? Like when I knew that I wasn't living the way that I thought that I should, or that I felt like God wanted me to, I would just hide. And like, I was still going to church. I was still doing all the things outwardly, but instead of having quiet time, it was like, hey God, have a good day. Okay, bye. You know, there was like very little actual connection, because I felt like I knew what he was going to say. You know, when you have those people in your life who always tell you the truth, and it was like one of those sort of turned into one of those relationships where it's like, well, he's going to tell me the truth and I don't want to hear it. But in reality, when I would get close, the truth was, I'm so glad you're here and I love you. And, you know, he would just lavish himself on me. And so that for me was so huge in allowing me to change and to truly become transformed, was because of his grace towards me.
That's so good. One thing that we want to bring up is that Christianity is not a behavior modification program. God is really, really interested in our hearts.
Yeah.
He is less interested in our behaviors, which it can be hard for people to wrap their heads around or even be okay with, especially if you were raised in a more legalistic understanding of the scripture, of what I do, how I perform is the most important thing. How am I behaving? What am I doing? Mm-hmm. And God really doesn't care as much about that. He's more interested in where's your heart?
Yeah.
Are you close to him? Are you pursuing him? And then just by being with him, that will affect your behaviors.
Yeah. And I think it's important to recognize we're not saying that there's no standard, right? We're not saying like, just go out and do whatever you want because God will tell you if it's wrong. No, that's not what we're saying. There are right ways of living. There are right ways of behaving and there are standards of holiness. But when we try to achieve those things on our own, we can only go so far. We can't be perfect and holy as he instructs us to be without him. It comes down to him doing the work in us, the righteousness of Christ becoming part of who we are. And then those things lose their appeal. And it's no longer me running from sin all the time, but actually me just running with him to the next thing that he has for me. And so I think it's really important to recognize that when you approach Christianity as a behavior modification program, right? Like somebody gets saved and then now they have to get cleaned up and they have to stop swearing and they can't drink no more and they can't, you know, do any of the things they used to do. All of a sudden they have to be this completely different person. That's okay. But is it the Holy Spirit doing that work in them, or is it them trying to look and be like everybody else? Because those are two different things and they will have two different lasting or non-lasting results. You know, you're going to have a different outcome when it comes down to it. And so I always want to partner with the Holy Spirit and what he's doing and allow him to be the one to direct me so that I'm not the one making the changes. And it's great to make changes and to improve yourself and, you know, create new habits that are healthy and all the things. But when it comes down to it, what are my appetites? What are my intentions and what are the impulses that, like, am I having to constantly fight with myself over things, or am I just yielded to the Holy Spirit and allowing him to do the work? And I think sometimes that includes going against the impulses and the desires. Like sometimes when the Lord says, stop doing that, that takes some effort and it takes some obedience and partnership, but it's not about what we can do on our own. But like we talked about before, in our last episode, he gives us the grace. So if he invites us to stop doing something or to do something because we're coming closer to him, he's going to give us the grace to do those things. So I kind of wanted to pick apart this verse a little bit because I love doing that. And so we have just a few words here. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I wanted to talk a little bit about this word transformed because it is a word that is only found a few times in the New Testament. And it's actually the same word that is used when Jesus is transfigured on the mountaintop, when he goes from physical body to this heavenly appearance. And this is the same word that we're reading here, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so I see this verse as saying, be more like Jesus. This is how you become more like Jesus. This is how you become transfigured into someone who looks like him, someone who shines like the sun, is by renewing your mind. And I just think it's so beautiful that the Lord is so intentional with his words to say, I'm going to take this word from this beautiful experience of Christ in all of his glory and make it something that is tangible for you.
That's great. What do you think it means to renew your mind?
That's a great question.
I love that. Well, it says renewing is really, you're just bringing something back up again and again and again. You're practicing, you're training your mind in the way that you're going to think. And I love that science has caught up with the Bible, finally. There's been lots of studies on how the brain works that have come out over the last, 10 years? 15 years, understanding how our minds work. And every time you think a thought, it starts to create a pathway in your mind, a neural pathway. And the more times that you think that, it'll automatically fire. So if you've ever driven to work or driven somewhere that you've gone a million times and you get there and you realize, I didn't really think about
how did I get here?
Here, That's your neural pathways working. It's also when something happens to you, you have a particular, you know, somebody says something to you and you automatically go to a thought of how I'm a terrible person. You know, you've thought that so many times that it just happens automatically. Mm-hmm. And so it actually takes effort to, you know, we did talked about not striving, but it does take a conscious effort to change and break those old ways of mm-hmm. thinking and to think in a new way. And how we do that is by renewing our mind with the truth, thinking, intentionally thinking a new thought over and over again until that becomes a new automatic way of thinking, a new stronghold in our minds.
Yeah. So it's that this idea of like, if you drove to work the same way every day for, you know, 10 years, and then you get a new job, you have to drive a different way to get to work. You're obviously not going to the same place. Now you want to go to a different place. And so you have to get the GPS out or the map or whatever. You got to figure out how to get there. You have to think about, am I turning here? Am I going straight? Am I getting on this freeway? Where am I going? It's a conscious effort to get yourself to work. And that might continue for a few days where you're like, okay, I'm going to my new job. I'm going to this new place of employment. But after a couple weeks, a month, a year for sure, you're on autopilot. You're not thinking about it. You're just driving straight there. And this is what it looks like to renew your mind. You are consciously diverting your thoughts to a different pathway. And the more that you go over that pathway, the deeper those neural pathways become. And I think it's important to remember that you can either renew your mind with truth or with lies. So just because you are renewing your mind doesn't mean that you're doing it in a way that will make you become like Jesus. So when we choose to renew our mind, I love that you said, you know, when somebody says something and then you're like, I'm a terrible person. Sometimes that's not even a word. Sometimes somebody can just look at you a certain way and you're like, they think I'm a terrible person, right? or they're mad at me. They're mad at me again, right? Like, it's so easy for us to go to those places that we've gone a million times. And so instead, beginning to reframe those encounters to a more positive outcome, just retraining our brain. And it can be really simple, but not always very easy.
It's amazing how powerful God has made our minds, mm-hmm. that we really can do very complex tasks without even thinking about them. The enemy uses that against us. Mm-hmm. And by planting, all he has to do is plant a little tiny lie about yourself.
Yeah.
And then if he can just get you to think it over and over again, he can leave you alone and you're pretty much torturing yourself.
Right. He doesn't have to do anything anymore.
Right. But once we become aware of those lies, then we can partner with God to break them and replace the lies with the truth and start thinking. You know, like we said in a previous episode, you can't just say, I'm going to stop thinking that way. I have to figure out the new way that I'm supposed to think.
Yeah.
And then practice that until that becomes your new automatic way of thinking.
And it can be something so simple. For example, I had an experience with a friend in college where I was trying to tell her something, but she was reading her email or something and she was laughing because it was a joke, or I don't know what it was. It was a long time ago. But I was trying to tell her something serious that had happened to me. And she was like, But she wasn't really paying attention. And it hurt my feelings so bad. And my fleshly knee-jerk response would have been to just like yell at her and walk away. But I just walked out of the room. And I remember sitting on the couch and just being like, Lord, what is going on? That felt so painful. And I heard him say, you don't know what she's got going on. She wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. She was just in her own world and she's going through her own stuff. And so thinking about reframing that situation where I felt like she was being inconsiderate, the Holy Spirit was just like, it's okay. She didn't do it on purpose. And so I had that choice. I had the choice to say, well, she's mean and I don't want to be your friend, or she doesn't like me anymore, or whatever it could have been. Or I could say, oh, that's true. I can just release forgiveness and we can talk about it another time and it's not the big deal. But I had to make that choice. And so I think sometimes that might sound really hard to somebody, but sometimes it's just making the choice that I'm not going to react the way that I always do or always have, that I'm not going to say the thing. I'm not going to believe the thing. When Josh and I were first married and he wouldn't call me all day and I would be like at home wondering what he's doing. And, you know, and it was really easy to get lost in like, he doesn't care about me and he's not even thinking about me and, you know, all of these things. And when he would come home from work, I could, you know, just really lay into him and you don't love me and all the things that I could have chosen to get caught up in. But most of the time, I could go, he's probably just really busy and it's okay. And I'm not really busy here. I'm, you know, doing laundry or vacuuming or whatever, making dinner. And so my mind has all this free time to think about him and to wonder what he's doing and all of that, you know, romantical stuff. But so just to be able to redirect your thoughts, I think is such a simple practice, but it is so helpful in reaffirming positive neural pathways. And what happens with the old ones is that they just kind of start to get grown over, like, you know, just like any road would if it's no longer driven over or tended to.
Well, Karina has a really powerful way to renew your mind, which she goes over in her book, but we'll talk about it actually in the next episode. But just wrapping up, we want to let you know that God wants to partner with you in relationship to set you free. He wants to transform your life.
Yeah.
He's not looking for you to strive or to try harder.
Yeah.
He's really just really interested in relationship and in the condition of your heart. He's mm-hmm. inviting you to come into his presence and allow him to work that process of refining you. Here's a lie that you're believing. Let's work on that together. And yes, it does take some effort, but really he's taken out the hard part of it. It's really just making that decision, that conscious decision. When I recognize a lie I'm believing, when I'm thinking a thought that's not good for me, that's not filled with hope, that's not leading me to joy, mm-hmm. saying, Lord, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
And then whenever it comes up, I'm gonna say what God has spoken over me. I'm going to find scriptures that counteract that lie and mm-hmm. tell me the truth, and just repeating that. And so as we yield to the Holy Spirit and allow him to move inside of us, it will transform your life.
Absolutely. So don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. Leave us a review. That helps us out so much. And you can find all of the links for our books and our coaching website in the show notes. But you can visit us at joshandkarina.com/coaching. And we look forward to hearing from you and getting to know you better.